You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, all our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Thursday, May 15th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. As always, cloudy skies here at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Always a great day to be a Wisconsinite, but a little concerning, Mr. Zommers, in some of the weather across the state of Wisconsin. And I want to get to that right away because we actually now do, for some of our listeners across Wisconsin, now, in fact, have a couple of tornado warnings. And I want to begin with the first one here, a tornado warning for the southwestern Dunn, D-U-N-N, county in west-central Wisconsin, Pepin County in west-central Wisconsin, and southeastern Pierce County in west-central Wisconsin. That tornado warning is in effect until 3:15 this afternoon. At 3:01, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 6 miles north of Pepin, or 20 miles east of Red Wing, Minnesota, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. It is a radar-indicated tornado at this time. So be aware of that, that it's a very severe storm, a tornado warning in effect until 3:15 this afternoon, again, for Dunn, parts of Dunn and Pepin and Pierce County right now. If you kind of, what these storms are, this line of storms, roughly from La Crosse up to the Twin Cities, and they're moving north-northeast, and they're causing a number of severe thunderstorms, and in this case, a radar-indicated tornado. Some of the places that are in the path of this storm would include Red Cedar and also Durand, Pepin. Those areas right now are in the path of this tornado warning. If you move it out, although there aren't warnings yet, Menominee would be in the path of this storm and just to the west of the Eau Claire area. Also, a new tornado warning at this time as well by the National Weather Service for northwestern Pierce County and west-central Wisconsin until 3:15 as well. This is a second one. And this tornado warning specifically for River Falls, Wisconsin. So if you're in the River Falls area, maybe you're listening to us in Amory. And if you're in the River Falls area, you need to seek shelter immediately as there is a tornado warning now until 3:15 for River Falls here in Wisconsin. And also a tornado warning for Durand and that part of and Pepin as well until 3:15. There is a tornado watch basically for the entire, and now that's just literally as I'm talking, that has now been expanded to almost the entire state of Wisconsin, a tornado watch now. It's going to vary in degrees. For the northwestern part of the state, it's until 8 o'clock. I'm just going to zoom in here for our south central Wisconsin listeners and see how long that one is. It's not clear right now, but the bottom line here is this string of storms, which is going to move and affect our northwest Wisconsin listeners first. Say listeners for La Crosse, Eau Claire, Amory, you're going to be affected by this first round, and then we're going to have a chance for a second round later on this afternoon and into tonight. And not everybody is going to get hit necessarily with severe weather, but where it does pop up, they could be intense, and in these couple of cases here, severe thunderstorm, tornado warnings out until 3:15. We'll keep you up to date as long as we're on the air here for our show as we go throughout the afternoon. Keep it locked here, and also wherever you have, some people have the weather radios in their homes or whatever, keep those on. And your phone, you can sign up for weather alerts as well. Lots to get to here this hour. Going to talk about pizza doxing. Sommers, pizza doxing of judges. It's one of those things that is kind of funny, but it really isn't, in my opinion, particularly in light of Judge Hannah Dugan. And by the way, she appeared in court today and pled not guilty. Really no huge news there, because that's just going to kind of continue to move along through the judicial system. But the larger story here nationwide is federal judges are being targeted with something called pizza doxing. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And also the news of Trump world as well. I want to get to a couple of these cuts. Oh, and later on this hour, we're going to hear from Badger basketball player Kamari McGee, who gave a great speech. They had the athletic banquet here a couple nights ago. And he gave one of the great graduation speeches, I thought, of what it meant to be a Badger. So we'll hear from him and a few more graduation things as well as time allows in this hour. But first of all, let's get to these cuts. Trump continues his Middle Eastern tour swing in Qatar and other places, accepting the $400 million plane. We talked about that ad nauseum yesterday. But I wanted to play just one cut of this in his own words to give you a taste so you know that Todd's not making things up. As Donald Trump heaps praise on the Saudis and Qatar.
Our relationship now is very strong with Saudi Arabia. Nobody's coming. Nobody's going to be bothering that relationship. Nobody would be able to break that relationship because of my relationship with the Crown Prince and the family. The relationship is really strong. And when you talk about Qatar, the relationship is equal. I mean, it's just like nobody's going to break that relationship. We have never had a relationship with Qatar as strong as it is now. You know that better than anybody. And they're very happy. And we're going to protect you. That's the one thing you need, maybe. But I don't think you're going to need too much of that. And I said last night, it was a great meeting, great everything. They brought in Lee Greenwood to sing. It was a beautiful evening, and I appreciate it. But I said last night that Iran is very lucky to have the emir, because he's actually fighting for them. He doesn't want us to do a vicious blow to Iran. He says, you can make a deal, you can make a deal. He's really fighting, and I really mean this. I think that Iran should say a big thank you to the emir, because the emir is fighting very much that we don't. And there are many people that want me to go the other route. They say, just knock it out. Because nobody can beat us. No, we have the strongest military in the world by far. Not China, not Russia, not anybody. We have the best military equipment in the world, and we have the strongest military in the world. If you remember ISIS, General Raisin Kane, right? We knocked it out in 3 weeks. Remember they said it would take 4 years to knock out ISIS? We did it in 3 weeks. That's because you had the right leader. With a stupid person, you'll do it in 4 or 5 years. You won't even do it. You'll fight for 4 years and then you'll leave, you know, like we always do. You fight. We had a president that blew up half the Middle East and then he left. That was it, you know. It was like spent $10 trillion on blowing up the Middle East and then he left. Just said, let's leave now. You were left with nothing. And we don't do that. We take care of our friends. And so
I wanted to play it in its entirety without me commenting, without cutting it up, because I want people to hear it in the original German, as they say. There's a lot to unpack there. And there's several things that are disturbing to me as a former Republican. And I think that if people were honest with themselves that may have voted for President Trump, it would be disturbing to them as well. Number one, the Qataris are, through U.S. intelligence and through proof, have been harboring terrorists who have killed Americans. From 9/11 to other Americans who have been stationed in the Middle East. They're bad people. They're bad guys, as Matt Flynn would say. The Qataris, the government. So to lavish praise on these people, this government, and then to say, hey, isn't this great? They're working with the Iranians, another country that is not an ally of the United States. And then to go on and brag on an international trip about the strength of our military power. Not our men and women who put on the uniform, who in my opinion are American heroes, but our power. And you're going to hear more and more about this as we go up to June 14th, Trump's birthday, unfortunately, and also Flag Day. Because Trump is ordering, and he tried this in his first term, but the people around him said, no, you can't do that. But he is ordering a major military parade on Flag Day, his birthday. It's going to cost like $100 million, by the way, to put this on. And I don't have it in front of me, but Dwight David Eisenhower, a great American Republican president, great American general, was once asked about having military parades like Russia does and China does. And he said it would show weakness. He said these other countries do this because they're not as powerful as us. What signifies power is we're so powerful, we don't have to show off. We don't have to brag about it.
It's the whole speak softly and carry a big stick.
Exactly. And so for President Trump to go abroad to sit with an emir who is known to harbor terrorists who have killed American service members, to accept a $400 million gift of a plane that's probably bugged up to the hilt, more bugs on it than a tick going or a dog going mushroom hunting. I mean, it's ridiculous for the U.S. to accept this gift that, by the way, is going to Trump personally, quote unquote, his library after he leaves office. And it weakens U.S. foreign policy. It weakens our position in the world. It weakens us as a country, as a government, with our allies, say, like the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Denmark, Japan, the list goes on and on. And slowly, at a more rapid rate, the countries I named and more are creating their own coalition of which the United States is not a part, because we are seen now by many diplomats around the world as a danger to democracy and creating new alliances with the Arab world who has worked hard to destroy American interests, and most importantly, has killed Americans. And Trump wants to lavish praise on him. One unexpected person that might have had something to say about it, Senator Kennedy, remember him of Louisiana? He was asked about what he thought about the Qataris. Here's what he said.
Reflections on what we're watching now, Senator.
Well, first, quickly, Qatar. I trust Qatar like I trust a rest stop bathroom. If they want to be friendly, I want to be friendly back. But with those guys, you know, trust in God, but tie up your camel. Now, in terms of Iran, what you do is what you believe, and everything else is just cottage cheese. That's true in life and in foreign policy. You can't just talk tough.
What is he talking? This guy is a Republican from Louisiana, and he's comparing. He trusts the Qataris, he says, like he trusts a rest stop bathroom. If they want to be friendly, I'll be friendly back.
But trust in God and tie up your camel.
I have no idea what that actually means, other than I don't think Senator Kennedy is completely on board with the president from his own party. We'll take a break. We'll come on back. Keep it here. It's the Civic Media Radio Network for a Thursday at the All Ball Show, along with Zomers.
I like omelets better than sex. I like omelets, man.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomer's on the board. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. But I'll give you a quick weather update here. The storms we're watching, a string of storms, a line of storms from roughly the La Crosse area up to north of the Twin Cities, now moving across the Mississippi River to the north and northeast, and has made a number of warnings necessary. A tornado warning now extended into the Menominee area. So if you are listening to us on WCFW in Eau Claire or also the Amory station as well, there's going to be a tornado warning now that is in effect until 3:45 for southern Dunn County in west central Wisconsin, north central Pepin County in west central Wisconsin, and east central Pierce County as well. So if you are in, it's going to affect the city of Menominee, also Red Cedar right now, the town of Tainter, that is in just to the, for geography purposes, just to the west of Eau Claire. So Menominee under a tornado warning until 3:45 this afternoon. And now a severe thunderstorm warning has popped up in southwest Wisconsin. That is in effect until 4 p.m. for northeastern Iowa County and also west Sauk County in south central Wisconsin. The storm is just in the Lone Rock area, or just to the, I would say to the, having grown up around that area, just to the east of Lone Rock and heading north-northeast right now. So Loganville area, Reedsburg area is in the path of that storm. Tornado warning in effect until 4 p.m. And I know, heard that our individual stations will be coming, cutting away for special weather coverage in the particular regions as it becomes necessary. So we'll be with you all afternoon as this string of storms goes on. A tornado watch now in effect for essentially the entire state until 10 p.m. tonight. The only places that are excluded for now are Racine in the far south. Well, actually, now that includes Racine, Kenosha. It would be the far, far northern part of the state. Basically, the counties that are on the state line along the northern border of the UP are not included, but the entire rest of the state, a tornado watch in effect until 10 p.m. So just be aware, weather could get a little rough here and there across parts of Wisconsin. Want to get to the story of CBS News. Judge Hannah Dugan appeared in federal court today in front of Judge Adelman, Lynn Adelman, and pleaded not guilty and was listening to the Maggie Dawn show this morning, who, of course, every morning from 9 until 11. Great
you
show.
You mean Matt and Air on Air?
What's wrong with me today? You know, I'll tell you what's wrong with me. I didn't have my second cup of coffee before
the
show.
It's true.
Todd, I didn't.
About an hour before the show, Todd was like, all right, I'm going to go get some coffee. And then he started working on the show and
I didn't go.
About 10 minutes before the show, he's like, well, no time for coffee.
Yep, that was a mistake.
I should have just gone and gotten some for you.
You're not my coffee boy. You don't have to do that. No, I just need to be more prepared when it comes to coffee and get my brain straightened around. But no, I was listening to Jane Mattinair this morning with Greg Bach on Mattinair on Air between 9 and 11. And they had on Jim Santel, who, of course, has his own program every Saturday as well, Amicus.
Also from 9 to 11.
Also 9 to 11. And so they were talking to this with Jim Santel, and he was saying that Judge Dugan's attorney team, legal team, came up with a very creative argument, basically using the Trump argument that he used last year, which is, I should be immune because I'm a judge, which I thought that was pretty good. So, and that's all very serious stuff in this story that we're going to get to here from CBS, but the headline is what caught my eye. Federal judges targeted nationwide by pizza doxing. Doxings. A federal judge endures a rise of, as federal judges endure rises and threats, CBS News has learned that some jurists have faced strange, unnerving incidents in which an unknown person orders a pizza to their home address in an apparent attempt to menace them. The top federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C. has called these incidents pizza doxing, a spin on doxing in which somebody's address or other personal information is maliciously made public, often as a form of intimidation. So what will happen is a celebrity's home address or phone number or something gets published just to mess with them. And I think it's sick and terrible and not funny at all, but some people think it is, and they use this on socials and in TikToks, and I think it's obnoxious.
It's also sometimes used against, you know, normal, quote-unquote normal everyday people, not just celebrities, just to harass and potentially harm people.
Yeah, it's terrible. Back to the story, in about 24 cases, to get this, 24 cases now nationwide, judges have gotten unsolicited pizza deliveries with the recipient listed as Daniel Anderle, the late son of U.S. District Judge Esther Salas. The New Jersey judge told CBS News's, News that Anderle was killed at the family's New Jersey home in 2020 by a disgruntled gunman who was targeting Salas. Salas called the case's attempts psychological warfare against judges. Salas says the perpetrators have not been identified. She plans to meet with the officials at the U.S. Marshals Service today to talk about the threats. The U.S. Marshals Service told CBS News that the agency, which handles judicial security, is, quote, looking into the unsolicited pizza deliveries to federal judges and taking appropriate steps to address the matter. I think this is just, it's enormously dangerous, but it's just sick. It's not funny at all that you would target anybody, let alone a federal judge, and you have a pizza delivered there with the name of a young man who was murdered in his own home when someone was going after a federal judge. So what happened? The doorbell rings. They go. There's nobody there. They look down. There's a pizza. And it says that this pizza was ordered for Daniel Anderle. And you look it up and you find out this is a kid that was, I assume it was a kid, maybe in teens or 20s. But it was the child of a U.S. district judge. And this is the message. Don't mess with people. I'm not going to go so far as say it was from the Trump folks, but I mean, don't challenge us because we know where you live and we're coming after you. Federal judges being doxxed with pizza. Serious and not funny. Come on back. We'll lighten things up a bit with some positivity. Some great graduation comments from Badgers after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on a busy Thursday afternoon, 35 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Indeed, we're going to get to candy in just a minute. But again, I know some of the local stations are cutting away for specific longer forecasting, but I know we have listeners all across the state. They travel and just want to give you the latest on what's happening in weather. There is a tornado watch in effect for essentially all of Wisconsin, except for the far, far northwestern and northern counties. Basically, counties that touch the UP are not included, but for the rest of the state, a tornado watch in effect essentially until 10 p.m. tonight. And right now we have a line of thunderstorms which go just north and west of Madison now up through La Crosse area and then into the Chippewa Valley, Eau Claire area, and further up and north of the Twin Cities. All this entire line right now is moving to the west, pardon me, the east and northeast, and it is spawning some tornado warnings as we go through the afternoon. The latest one I want to get to and let people know about is a tornado warning in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon, and it includes parts of Chippewa County, Dunn County, Eau Claire County, and Pepin County. And that is until 4 p.m. And so this is going to include certain municipalities in our listening area. Certainly, if you're listening to us on WCFW, the TAP in the Eau Claire area, this includes the official warnings for the western side of Eau Claire. Also includes Menominee, Lake Halley, Elk Mound, Hoffman Hills Recreational Area, and the Menominee Airport and Tainter Lake. So that tornado warning in effect until 4 p.m. In these areas where you have tornado warnings, should seek shelter immediately. If you don't have a basement, go to the interior space, like a bathroom or something like that. Always a good idea to take a blanket or a pillow with you and get down to the lowest part of your home or wherever you're at and protect yourself. Certainly don't go outside, take pictures. If you're traveling in a car, if you're listening to us as you're traveling, if you're able to, pull off alongside the road. If you can't get to an interior shelter, they say to get out of the vehicle and get into a low-lying ditch area. So, again, tornado warnings right now for the Eau Claire area and Menominee until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Also, now we have a brand new tornado warning, which is just south of Amory. This is in effect until, It appears this one in effect until 4 p.m. as well for parts of St. Croix County. So people listening to us on the Amory station, this affects just south of Amory in the Clear Lake area, and that tornado warning going until 4 p.m. as well. On the less severe side, still though a severe thunderstorm watch and warning, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect for a few more minutes yet, and that is in eastern Richland County and western Sauk County, affects the Loganville area and Reedsburg. So for those listening on WRCE and Richland Center, be aware of that. Again, individual stations will continue to stay with us as we go throughout the afternoon.
Yes, and Roger and Stevens Point texted in with an important update that the NOAA, the NOAA weather radio stations out of the Green Bay Weather Office, are off the air for scheduled maintenance. So I know that's far away from the affected area at the moment, but if that is a service you rely on, the National Weather Service radios out of Green Bay, you'll want to make sure you have another source of information, whether it's TV or a different radio station.
All right. Very good. That's great information. We appreciate that, Zomers, and listeners sending that in as well. All right. Back to regularly scheduled programming, as they say, at 38 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's do it quickly. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that. This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize, money to give away. Nothing as far as freebies involved. Tomorrow, though, tune in. We have Brewer tickets for you. But this is just your chance to have your voices heard all across Wisconsin on Civic Media's 11 News Talk sports stations. Maybe you're in a storm shelter chilling. Always good to have supplies, Zomers, during these times. You want some bottled water and a snack. Perhaps you're a Reese's or an M&M fan. Here's the category. What's worse, M&M's or Reese's Pieces? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, M&M's or Reese's Pieces?
I can already hear some people right now saying, what's worse? I love them both.
But me too.
Just me too. But, yeah. You know, maybe you interpret it, what's worse for your waistline. Well, maybe you interpret it, what's worse because you have a peanut allergy. I mean, there are reasons one could be worse than the other.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, M&M's or Reese's Pieces? 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Android or Apple device today. You go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media pops up. Cute CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. Won't cost you a dime. Gail King at CBS, she calls it a deal.
At least for their app.
For their app. I think she calls our app that as well. In all seriousness, now tomorrow, our big Brewer Friday giveaway for 4 Brewer tickets. Be listening all day long. Each show across the network will give you a word to text in. You can only play via the Civic Media app. And at the end of the day, the computer will pull out randomly one winner. And that individual will have 4 tickets in our club level seats for a game to be named later. No, it's a specific game. Tomorrow, May 16th, tomorrow will be for the May 21st game against Baltimore, the Orioles. How about
that? Which is next week, Wednesday.
Yeah. So we always do it a few days. The tickets are always for, won't be for that day, that Friday, but in advance. So tomorrow's tickets we're giving away on our show, on Jane Matinera's show, on Tom Hartman, on Pat Kreitlow and Maggie Dawn, and then a couple of the local morning shows. The tickets for tomorrow are for May 21st. But be listening tomorrow all across Civic for your chances to win that free Brewers giveaway. What's worse, M&M's or Reese's Pieces? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steve in Milwaukee on the Civic Media app texts in and says, just a preference, but I'd rather have the M&M's because I prefer the mini cups. Oh, like the Reese's, like the mini cups of Reese's,
peanut butter cups. Yeah.
Zomers, what's your take on this?
Well, first of all, I think we have to clarify, in my mind, I'm limiting this to the base normal M&Ms, because if you include all varieties of M&Ms, this is not a fair contest.
Right.
Because you get so many different kinds of flavors. You get peanut M&Ms, which are probably the best M&M, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Peanut butter M&Ms. You got caramel M&Ms. You got pretzel M&Ms. You got mini M&Ms if you're feeling spicy. There are so many.
Right.
And Reese's Pieces is mostly just the one. If you're limiting it to the base flavors, I think I have to say M&Ms are worse because I love peanuts and peanut butter so much.
I don't disagree with you. Megan, here right in the office, Megan says Reese's Pieces are worse only because there's less variety of flavors, but I love them both. Well, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Because to Zomers, you have peanut M&Ms, you have regular M&Ms. I think they even have like mint M&Ms.
Oh, there's so many now.
Yeah, there's all kinds of flavors of M&Ms. That's a great point. Pardon me. Yeah,
we're including all the flavors, then I'm going to say Reese's Pieces are worse.
All right. Roger in Stevens Point says, I prefer the milk chocolate M&Ms. However, they do have the chocolate and peanut butter M&Ms in the shell, and those are pretty good too. Oh, those are really good too. Sorry. I want to make sure they get the adjective there. Lynn in Oconomowoc on WAUK says, I'm allergic to peanuts, Todd, so Reese's Pieces are worse.
It's a very good reason.
It's a very good reason. You don't have to have an EpiPen just to enjoy Reese's Pieces. Also, we have Lori listening up there in beautiful Hayward. Make sure you're prepared for those storms up there, Lynn or Lori, up in Hayward. On WBZH, the buzz of the North, she says, I love Zomer's analytical mind, and I love them both, especially peanut M&Ms. Lori from Hayward. Well, how about that? You have a fan for your analytical mind, Zomers.
Thank you, Lori. And yeah, peanut M&Ms, I agree, are the best.
I'm going to say what's worse. I'm going to say only because I can kind of stop eating M&Ms. I have a hard time stopping eating Reese's Pieces.
You know what?
Once I start.
Yeah.
And so you could say, I could say that Reese's Pieces are worse because I can't stop eating them. But I think the point of the category is I'm going to say M&Ms are the worst candy because I can stop eating them. If I have a bag of Reese's Pieces in the truck, it's going to be gone by the time I get to the stop I'm going to.
Yeah, M&Ms, I can say I'll have a few. But Reese's Pieces, you open a container, the container will be empty before you are done eating.
Reese's Pieces, I have a few. I ate them my way. I don't know. Anyway, but I want to call in 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, M&Ms or Reese's Pieces? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Also, the Civic Media app. All right. We have time to start out the Kamari McGee. We promoed this, so I want to make sure we get to it. It's graduation time of the year right now. Of course, UW-Madison, some of the colleges already have had their commencement ceremonies. High schools will start having theirs. I'm headed up to Eau Claire, speaking of the Chippewa Valley. And in all seriousness, we have a number of, storm warnings, including tornado warnings out right now for Chippewa Valley, including Menominee and parts, the western part of Eau Claire right now until 4 p.m., so be aware of that. But Kamari McGee, one of the graduating seniors at the University of Wisconsin men's basketball team, spoke at the athletic banquet this week. And he talked about what it was like, his journey, and being a Badger. So we're going to start this. Maybe we'll continue on the other side of the break. But here's a little bit of Kamari McGee on what it means to graduate and be a Badger.
Good evening. How's everybody doing? Y'all making it easy already. I love that. I won't get up here and lie and say that I'm not nervous to get his speech. I'm not sure who agrees with me, but prepping for this was not as easy as prepping for a game. But first and foremost, I'd like to give a special shout out to all the parents, coaches, and administrators who are here in attendance on behalf of my fellow athletes, because without you, we would not be in the place that we're in today. Now, to my peers, everyone take a deep breath. We made it to yet another graduation, and this time, it's the big one. This is the day we've all dreamed of since we were little kids, and it's finally here. I know it's a happy day because we're graduating, but it's okay to feel a little sadness in there. These are some of the best days of our lives, even when the days weren't the prettiest. All the blood, sweat, and tears that we put into our sports led us right to this moment. These are the times we made friends that we never knew we needed in our lives. We were able to find joy in our sports and in our everyday lives outside of our sport. I am truly blessed to call myself a Badger. Being a part of this community not only helped me better myself, it also helped me learn why it's so important to help others as well. The way this place builds character and makes you step out of your comfort zone to help someone other than yourself is amazing. All throughout my years here, I've seen all athletes from all programs going out of their way to put a smile on someone else's faces, and that doesn't go unnoticed. I'm one of many stories sitting here in this room today. My journey here was not always the easiest. My first year here was probably the toughest year of my life. After being known as a top player on my previous teams, it was hard adjusting to the new role that I was given. There were many times where I was uncertain if I belonged at this level and even thought about hanging up the jersey early.
Kamari McGee for the men's basketball team talking at the Badger Banquet this week. Come back and pick up the final portion of his speech. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show on a Thursday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS or ABC News, depending upon which of your stations, a weather update on a busy weather day. Mike Clemens in the sports desk, and then Maggie Dawn in from 2, pardon me, until 4 until 6, and then Pete Schwabe and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Let's get right to the weather zombers. We'll try to get back to the finishing up that cut of Kamari McGee at the Wisconsin Badger Banquet, but there are more pressing issues at this time across Wisconsin. We've been tracking all afternoon a line of strong storms, which now goes from just southwest of Madison up through the Reedsburg, Sauk City, Richland Center area, just into the La Crosse area, then up into the Eau Claire area, Menominee, and extending up to the Amory area and just southwest of Rice Lake. That storm has been moving all day north and northeast and producing a number of strong storms. Let's start with the tornado warnings. First of all, we have a tornado warning in effect for parts of Eau Claire and Menominee counties until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Areas that would be affected include the western part of Eau Claire and just to the south and west of Chippewa Falls. Also, Menominee under a tornado warning until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Also, a new tornado warning now for Amory proper. So those listening to us in the city of Amory, that tornado warning in effect until 4:15 this afternoon, as that one just got issued there. And a number of severe thunderstorm warnings now, one affecting the La Crosse area. So our listeners, our La Crosse station there, that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:15 this afternoon, and a new thunderstorm warning issued now for the Dane County area. For those listening to us on WMDX here in Madison, there's a strong cell right now producing strong winds and hail around the New Glarus area, and that is moving north and northeast. So places affected in the path of the storm include the city of Oregon, Verona, Fitchburg, McFarland, the city of Madison proper, Middleton, and Cottage Grove. And so be aware of that. So far, that is a severe thunderstorm warning moving into the Madison area right now. The entire state of Wisconsin is under a tornado watch until 10 p.m. tonight, with the exception of our far northern counties, those counties bordering the UP. But every place else in Wisconsin, including Door County, for our listeners in the the Green Bay Station, WGBW, WISS in Oshkosh, down through WAUK in the Milwaukee area, all those places are under a severe thunderstorm watch, which means the conditions are right and favorable for a tornado to develop or strong storms, so be aware of that. And these cells now, this line of storms moving from just southwest in the Madison area, and just draw a diagonal line from Madison up to Eau Claire, and probably 60 miles-ish either side of that line is where most of the activity is right now. I know our team is doing a great job breaking into individual stations in these areas that I mentioned, but I know people might be traveling across the state, and those are the areas you really should be concerned about at this hour. We'll continue to follow that as we go throughout the afternoon here on Civic Media. And those areas where I mentioned tornado warnings in the Chippewa Valley area, in Eau Claire, Menominee, and now Amory, if you're listening to us on those stations, you need to seek shelter immediately. Go to the lowest level of your building. Hopefully it's a basement if you don't have one. Get to the most interior room in your building where it's most fortified, such as a bathroom. Always good to get into like a tub if you have a tub. Cover yourself with a blanket or a pillow. If you're driving and encounter one of these tornadoes in the Chippewa Valley area or Amory, don't stay in your vehicle. If you're able to, get out safely into a low-lying ditch and protect your head and as much as we can. But we don't like to overemphasize these things, but this is part of what we do as a local community radio station based here in Wisconsin. We like to keep our listeners abreast, keep you informed so that you can stay safe. That's the main thing in all these storms. A couple of minutes left. We have time here to pick up. So here's, let's finish up a little bit more of Kamari McGee, a Badger basketball player, giving a little commencement address at the athletic banquet this week.
If I belonged at this level and even thought about hanging up the jersey early. K. Lyons said I didn't shed a tear or two, but it was for the love of the game. If it were not for the support from my loved ones, teammates, and coaches, I would not be in this position that I'm in today. With the help of them, I was able to overcome every obstacle that was thrown my way and become a better person than I was when I first arrived. With that being said, it's safe to say that I and every athlete in here has left their mark at this school. Excuse me. So I need everyone to pat yourselves on the back. All the hard work that you've put in has now paid off. We're finally at the finish line, and it's a great feeling. I hope everyone leaves here proud of all of their accomplishments. And last but not least, on Wisconsin.
Very emotional speech by Kamari McGee. And this, I always love hearing from these young men and women who we see play on TV screens. We go to games and we forget sometimes they're real human beings, real emotions, real feelings. And that was driven home to me last night at this event with Monte Ball, listening about his journey and about the pressures he felt as a student athlete. And again, we're going to have him on our show here very soon so he can tell it in his own words. But to hear a young person like Kamari McGee talk about his journey as a student athlete and as a Badger and just how much it means to graduate, to achieve that. It's not all about trophies. It's about setting yourself up for success after sports, because most of these young men and women aren't going to go on and play professionally. And to have that degree, to have that future, I just think it's just what it's all about.
Another thing that speaks to me as somebody who is not an athlete but was in the arts, mostly music, It's easy for people who are in the arts in school to get frustrated over how much money goes to sports instead of the arts. But I think it's also equally important to not get bitter about that and remember that we're all people and we all need help.
Well said. One of our viewers up in Richland County sending in a photo from Oakwood Fruit Farm, my favorite place to get apples. Golf ball size hail has fallen in the Oakwood Fruit Farm area of Richland County. Again, storms right now from Madison up to Eau Claire. Tornado warnings in the Chippewa Valley area until a little bit later this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll continue to update you throughout the afternoon in Civic Media. Maggie Dawn is next. Wherever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.